Well, I guess I better get a cradle or something. I mean, he believed. He believed the promise of God. Believe the promise of God, and you also will obtain. You will obtain. This is what our, when you say, I believe in Jesus, this is what you gotta believe. That the law of the Spirit of life in Christ will make you free from the law of sin and death. Meaning, because the law of sin and death, they explain the law of sin. You are brought into captivity to it when you sin. Whoever you yield yourselves members to obey, that's whose servant you are. If you serve if you serve sin, you are dead. So the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that law will cause you to live because it will eliminate sin from your life. It will. But it can only be obtained through faith. But without faith, it is impossible to believe. If you're sitting there thinking to yourself, no, it's not possible, then you can't have it and you never obtain it. And I tell you, you don't have faith in Christ because it says here he does. It says here he will. The reason it makes me angry is because there's these people out there who are sowing and spreading faithless ungodliness, unrighteousness. They are spreading the law of sin among people who would believe in Christ if they could only hear. Well, God is going to call people out. God is going to have his message heard. The word is still here. And the teachers of God's word are still here. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak to the flesh, the law was weak to the flesh because the flesh had this power, the motions of sin working in the flesh. See, lust, passion, desires, things that, man, you can't control. I mean, I tell you, to this day, it's like, I don't know if it's all dead, because I think, like, if a certain thing is flashed at me, like an image, something that I might lust after, I mean, how is that going to affect me? I'll tell you this, when I walk by the liquor aisle, it has no effect on me. I don't feel anything. I don't feel any draw. I don't feel a pull. But if the certain kind of attractive thing is flashed before me, I still feel something. I mean, not hyper recently, but, you know, I guess I still somewhat, I question. I haven't been tested thoroughly on that, I think. But when you get, you know, when the tests come, temptation, and you see that the flesh is dead concerning those things, now you know, and you've been delivered. See, but the law is weak, because the commandment, it doesn't actually help you stop. It provides you with a lot of guilt, and lets you know that you know. Now, when you're righteous, the law is just like a witness. It just witnesses to the fact that, hey, look at it, he's doing it right. All right? If you're righteous, you read the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus says, thou shalt this and thou shalt not that, and you say, amen. And then you look at that, it's a witness of the righteousness of God which dwells in you. But it's not a path to righteousness, it just points the way. It's only a witness. It can't actually deliver you. It's weak. So he sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He was made a man just like me and you. He was a human being. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Meaning, for sin, I think it's like in the sense of in regards to sin, he condemned sin. That's what he came to condemn sin in the flesh. You know, to pass judgment on it. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after it's magical, okay? So to speak. What I mean is, like, there's no... He came, he made his sacrifice, and the purpose of it was all these things, and that provides deliverance, which he gives freely to those he chooses. So the grace of God is distributed based on his timetable, his list of guests, who he wants to give it to. Though, see, I don't know who God wants, so I preach to everyone I can. You know? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. See that? What I would do, I can't do. I gotta think about this way. That's all. Though if you're after the flesh, you gotta mind the things of the flesh. Oh, I can't commit adultery. I can't drink. I want to drink, but I can't drink. I want to go get some dope, but I can't go get some dope. So you're after the flesh. When you follow that law of your mind and the law of your members, you cannot, you know, you cannot, well, what Paul says is to be carnally minded is death. That carnal mind brings death because it's he's just skipping the sin part, because that's what carnal minds do, is they sin. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And again, you can try to be spiritually minded on your own, but it's really just, you know, trying to do your best. And I think that's great. You know, I mean, we have enough hedonism and self-pleasure, that's a synonym. We have enough people out there trying to seek their own pleasures, and who think the law of God is a joke, and who think morality is a joke, you know, that when I see people who are trying their hardest, I have much sympathy for them. Because I'm also one of them, you know. And I adore the forbearance of God, which leads people to repentance. You know, what I mean by forbearance of God, meaning he forbears to pass judgment, meaning I could sin and God could send a bolt of lightning on me and kill me right there. Or he could bear with me and lead me to repentance. That's why if I see people stuck in that spot, I just want to help you. I want to preach to you. I want to teach you. The faith that is necessary to obtain the promises that God has made, like Abraham.